You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about 5G, a technology that nobody would have expected would be so embroiled in controversy. Between conspiracy theories that wrongfully claim a link between 5G and COVID-19, and concerns from world powers that the Chinese government could infiltrate the network, the gradual rollout of 5G has been fraught with obstacles. The follow-up to the 4G mobile network started rolling out last year, though it's been slow to kick off largely because of concerns from various governments that Chinese companies such as Huawei could use the network to conduct espionage. Huawei in particular is the big story here, a company that has grown massively over the past 5 years, becoming one of the world's leading smartphone manufacturers, overtaking Apple in terms of market share and second only to Samsung, which is still trending downwards as Huawei continues to grow. That growth hasn't necessarily been welcomed internationally, though, with many critics suggesting the company has ties to the Chinese state, claims that Huawei vehemently denies. Late last year, Huawei made an unprecedented move and sought legal action against a handful of critics in France who claimed links between the company and the Chinese Communist Party, and that their technology established backdoors for acts of espionage on Western powers. One of the most important aspects of these claims are those made of Huawei's founder, Ren Zhengfei, who is well known to have been an IT researcher for the People's Liberation Army before founding Huawei. That fact is often given as a primary reason for concern, though it's worth noting that more than 98% of the company's shares are owned by its employees, so while Zhengfei is the founder and CEO of Huawei, it's actually unclear just how much control he has over the company. This is all to say that while concerns over Huawei's relationship with the Chinese state is based in truth, it's all rather vaguely defined. Despite that vagueness, there are still a number of reasons to be skeptical of Huawei. The company has been accused of facilitating the Chinese state's surveillance of Uyghurs in the Xinjiang Autonomous Region. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute reported on extensive evidence that Huawei worked closely with the Chinese government to establish a security network in Xinjiang to surveil minority populations in the region. Huawei has admitted to working with the Xinjiang Public Security Bureau to, quote, unlock a new era of smart policing. The Chinese government have been operating internment camps with the intention of, quote-unquote, re-educating Uyghurs and Muslims in the region, many of which have been interned without trial under the guise of countering terrorism and extremism. That particular issue warrants a discussion of its own, one far more extensive than I'm able to give today, so I want to encourage you to seek out more information on this if you're unfamiliar with what's happening in Xinjiang. Part of Huawei's growing influence has been an eagerness to be involved with the international rollout of 5G technology, providing hardware and source code to telecom companies as they transition. Growing concerns in late 2018 prompted the United States, Australia, and Japan to block Huawei technology from being used in their 5G networks. Though at the time, Germany and the UK refused the ban due to a lack of evidence. The UK's National Cybersecurity Centre was particularly confident in this fact, stating that their oversight was arguably the toughest and most rigorous oversight regime in the world for Huawei. That confidence seems to have waned, though, with increasing international pressure leading to an announcement yesterday from Boris Johnson that they would no longer allow Huawei technology to be used in the country's 5G system. That international pressure has less to do with any revelations made around Huawei's dealings and more to do with the rising tensions between the United States and China. Back in May, the US introduced sanctions that restrict the use of US-designed technology by Huawei, severely hindering their ability to source chipsets and support Android apps. Part of that crackdown on Huawei from the US was the statement that any allies that continue to use Huawei products would have intelligence withheld from them. The UK government specifically referenced these sanctions in a statement made last night, stating that they don't have the same trust in alternate sources of technology that they do for the US, and have vowed to remove all existing 5G kits supplied by Huawei before the end of 2027. The decision is less harsh when it comes to Huawei's influence on UK broadband, with the government simply advising operators to phase away from Huawei equipment. The decision is a massively time-consuming and expensive one for the UK, forcing telecom providers to uninstall and replace all Huawei technology and resulting in a big delay in the country's 5G rollout. The decision to ban Huawei technology from the UK network will almost certainly ripple to other European nations, with British intelligence agencies still maintaining a relationship with European agencies following Brexit. On the flip side, 5G has inspired a number of conspiracy theories, which I briefly want to touch on. If you've been keeping up with the news in recent months, you would have no doubt heard about a number of arsons that have been committed on cell phone towers around Auckland. These have been linked with theories that 5G emits harmful radiation, so forgive me while I explain why that's absurd. It's important to clarify that 5G occupies an electromagnetic frequency significantly lower than anything resembling harmful. For the record, sunlight occupies a frequency ranging from 430 to 770 terahertz, while 5G operates at 30 gigahertz. To put that in terms of a percentage, that's less than 0.00007%. I'm not sure whether anybody listening needs to hear that, but it's worth pointing out. I've been Felix Walton, and you're listening to The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.